Check, check, 1, 2. And the mic, is it working?
I think so.
All right, so I sat through a presentation today. I'm familiar with this organization. It's CGI, they're out of Rochester, New York. I had Tony Birkinshaw from, obviously, our parks. I had Jack Corey sit in because he's on our Economic Development Committee. And I had Nancy Mott sit in simply because she's going to be working a lot closer with me, and I want her up to speed on all the things that we're considering moving forward with, especially when it comes to information that we are going to have accessible to the public via the website. Just to give you a brief rundown of what this company does and what they present, it's really a fascinating business model. And from the time that I started working with them, which was about 7-8 years ago when I was the mayor of the village of Baldwinsville, they've grown to represent over 3,000 municipalities across the country. So here's the concept. They come in, they're a video production company in Rochester. So they have producers, writers, videographers, sound techs, graphics. They've got everything in-house. They have script writers. What they'll do is they'll come into the town of Lysander, sit down with us, and determine what types of videos we would like produced to showcase Lysander. The reason why I brought Jack Corey in is because we talked about that exact idea or concept in the last Economic Development Committee meeting. The beauty of this is that it doesn't cost us anything. And here's the concept. They come in. They're going to do a vignette, a welcome vignette from me, basically welcoming viewers to this showcase, to this video showcase in the town of Lysander. They're going to do an economic development vignette showcasing all the businesses in Baldwinsville and in Lysander and why we're an attractive place to relocate to. They're going to highlight education in the greater Baldwinsville area. Obviously, they're going to focus on our school district. And the other thing that they're going to do, which I thought was really great for our not-for-profits, is they're actually going to have a video showcasing all the not-for-profits in Baldwinsville. So the Kiwanis Club and the Rotary Club and all these organizations that don't necessarily have a budget to produce a video are going to be able to be mentioned in one of these four videos. So along with this, you're probably wondering, how do they pay for this? What they're looking for is a 3-year agreement with the town, which I would sign, and it's basically an endorsement of their product. They would produce these videos for us, and then they would go around the town soliciting any additional businesses that might want to have videos made and showcased on the same site. So around these videos, there could be Sal's Pizza. And you could click on Sal's Pizza, and maybe he might want to do a 30-second commercial on Sal's Pizza. They might go after any number of organizations, and they might want to have a video produced. The beauty is it doesn't cost us anything, and if they don't sell a single video in Lysander, we still get these free videos. And I'll pull one up for you in a second in the village of Baldwinsville, just to give you an example of the quality of the video that we're talking about. But that's it. All they want is basically an endorsement from us, speaking highly of the product and what they're doing for our community. We get to showcase our community, and in the meantime, they're going to go around to see if anybody else wants to piggyback on the on their homepage where the videos are going to be shown.
Will we have the opportunity to show these videos from our town website, or is there some kind of copyright?
No, they're ours.
Okay.
So we'll have in a prominent location on our website a place you'll see like video montage, or you'll click on that and then it takes you to their homepage, but it's all designed for Lysander. Okay. And you can click on economic development. And you'll hear a voiceover, and it's a professionally produced video talking about our commercial and industrial zones, why they're attractive, the fact that we've got utilities located in all these areas. We've got a great team, a team that I'm going to be talking about later in the presentation, great planning board, in-house engineering, all that economic development information. But yeah, it's basically a link that they would click on, and it redirects them to those.
What was your videos. Experience like with them in the village? Did you see any benefit? I mean, the video sounds great, but did you see any economic benefit? Was there anybody that reached out to you to?
Well, not necessarily that I could point to. I did hear from one person that moved that said that they had seen them. Okay. Now, I don't know how much of an impact it had, but it's so if you were going to relocate, if you're moving to the area because you got a job with Lockheed Martin because they just landed a $1 billion contract and you were looking for a place to live in upstate New York in the Syracuse area, you know, those people do research. What are the schools like? You know, what are the recreational opportunities? Actually, we're going to have 5 videos, and one of them is going to be Parks and Recreation. And one of the things that they have now is a tool they didn't have before. Obviously, smartphones have evolved. And so they have an app that we can download, that Tony could download, that any one of us could download. So at an event like a Little Kids Big Trucks event, Tony could go around and show real-time kids playing at the event, hit a button, download it directly to our website, and anybody that was curious about that event could see next to live footage. So it's pretty cool. The other thing that we can do is we can leverage that when we look for sponsors for certain events. Hmm. We can say, you know, hey, we'll make sure that we stop by and talk to you at this event. So if it's Gypsum, you know, Gypsum wants to put in a plug. Listen, Gypsum's proud to be a part of the Little Kids Big Trucks event here in Baldwinsville. We've been around for so many years. Think of us for your trucking needs. You know, you can do some neat things. So what I thought I would do, if it doesn't take too long, technology always seems to, when you're accessing it on a whim, pull it up and just show you an example. Again, it costs absolutely nothing for us to participate in this. I forwarded the contract that they wanted us to sign to Tony. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, Tony.
I pulled it up. Yeah, I don't know if I took a look at it. It's pretty straightforward in terms of what you were just talking about. That's really all the contract says. It doesn't require us to do anything or do anything.
Yeah, I asked him. I said, what have been negatives that you've heard back from communities? There's very few. The only time they ever get into negatives is if a municipality is big enough to have its own video production capability and the people in that department think that somehow they're being outsourced or replaced. But obviously that's not us. I mean, we're not.
Well, who controls the script?
So we write it. We can write it, and then, or they can write a rough draft, but it's a completely collaborative effort. We can take as much control and ownership into the writing as we want. You know, obviously, there's a template that we can utilize. A lot of communities say the same things. But we definitely personalize it.
And these are individual videos, one on the economics, one on education, one on...
Absolutely, on parks and recreation. So if you click on About Us, go to Video Tour on the This is the Village of Baldwinsville website. So they have, and I'm glad they continued this, they have a welcome, I'm going to guess that's from the mayor. They've got a video on education, a video on real estate and relocation. They've got a history, community organizations, quality of life, and economic development. So let's go to economic development. It's working, I can't believe it.
The economic livelihood of Baldwinsville is owed in great part to our waterways. The Seneca River provided transportation opportunities for both people and goods, as did the Erie Canal. Water power led to Beeville's growth into an industrialized mill town. Agriculture was another key part of the economy. We owe a debt of gratitude to these resources, although times and markets have changed. Today, the top 3 industries for residents are construction, educational services, and healthcare. The Greater Baldwinsville Chamber of Commerce serves to enhance the growth, prosperity, and quality of life for those who live and work here. Median household income has increased over $7,000 since 2000. Median home value has also raised considerably. While the beautiful fields and waterways began Baldwinsville on its path, they are still regarded highly as we take steps toward the future.
So that's a vignette that's very focused on a small village. Now, if you think about the town of Lysander and what we encompass, and that village, industry like in Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and you know, we can highlight all of that. You know, the village of Baldwinsville didn't have the economic zones that we have here in the town, and it's a real focus. Tony sat in on the economic development committee, as did Al, and it, you know, that's a free video for us. So I just wanted, because it requires a signature from me and a contract, even though there's no cost involved, I wanted to get your blessing and moving forward with it. There's no risk at all to us as, from a town perspective, as far as economic risk.
What's the time frame?
Well, I wanted to get started on it if the board was willing to entertain a motion tonight, simply because it's summer and I wanted to get on their production schedule so that we could get these things in place. The other thing they offered us, which was really nice, is if we have local videographers that wanted to contribute footage, they'll allow us to update one video a month. So
I'm a little confused. So it's not, you get how many videos are we getting out of it?
I think it's four or five, including the welcome, I believe.
But then you said you can do new ones every month.
Yeah, you can update one a month.
And how long are each video? 60 seconds?
2 minutes.
It was 2 minutes.
How much does it cost to update? Do they charge us?
There's
for that?
No cost. There's absolutely no cost.
No cost for any updates?
No. And in 3 years, they're going to come back and look for us to renew the 3-year agreement, and they'll either, if nothing's changed, leave them, or if we want to update, if there's been significant changes and we want a fresh look on those videos, they'll reproduce those videos for us.
Is there
I don't know.
They agree to produce 4 video chapters. But subject matters that could include welcoming, education, healthy living, real estate. Produce 4 videos.
All right, 4. That includes the welcome or not.
And provide 1 community organization chapter.
All right, so there's 5.
There's 5.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with it. I can't think of an issue.
Well, I can. You know, if you... I'm not saying no... But Baldwinsville did one, we're going to do one, and then Van Buren might do one. And we're all talking about the same community. And it just seems if you're going to do something like this, why not do it comprehensively and just talk about the greater Baldwinsville community, which encompasses the village and the two towns. Because if I was looking at this thing cold, if I lived in California and I looked at this thing, I'd say, man, I just saw something on Beeville, now I'm seeing something on Lysander. I saw that same image of the canal. Like, who's what? And I'm just wondering if you know, to challenge these people to come up with a comprehensive story for us.
Well, we could, but we definitely, as silly as it might sound, you know, we have our own resources that we want to highlight. We have our own businesses. You know, as the town of Lysander is one of the largest towns in Onondaga County. You know, we have a lot of unused industrial land, unused commercial land. You know, while the school district might span, there might be crossover in the school district because it's school districts are so large. You know, I think we have enough to talk about as far as unique features to the town of Lysander.
I don't disagree, Joe. Maybe I misstated. I didn't state it correctly. Absolutely, we have our little chunk of stuff that's different than Van Buren and the village. But when you put a show like this together, you don't want to... The key is in the writing in terms of making allusions. You know, town of Lysander, which, you know, it's part of the greater, you know, we should say the greater Baldwinsville area. And so, and actually there should be a link to the Baldwinsville videos. And if Van Buren does them, there should be a link to the Van Buren videos.
All of the things that they draft for us are for our approval. So they don't just write them, right. Put them up, they write them, then we have to approve them.
I got it, but I'm just saying put some effort into telling a big picture story here. And the onus on that is on us.
But your idea with economic development, I'm assuming, Joe, is you're trying to encourage more businesses.
Yeah.
Or is this for businesses or for people that are looking at...
This is for businesses. This is for people. This is for anybody looking to do business in Baldwinsville to try to figure out what kind of community it is. It's basically a chance for Lysander as a town to promote itself.
And in that case, I mean, we want to promote... From a business perspective, if we want more business coming in, I would think we'd want to promote the town of Lysander and not encourage them to go over across the river.
I mean, I would encourage all three municipalities. I mean, at some point, maybe in our introductions, mention the fact that we are Greater Baldwinsville.
Right.
And have that crossover. But, I mean, certainly the town of Lysander has resources and parks and recreation opportunities that they want to highlight. The village is a different type of municipality. I think we can morph that. We can certainly say that, you know, the town of Lysander is proud to be a part of Greater Baldwinsville. We could mention that.
Right.
You know, but I think, you know, we have 31 miles of shoreline. We just got a lot to talk about and brag about.
Do we have any say in the advertisers that could potentially be linked video?
No, they just go out and whoever wants to be a part of it. So
I think it's a great way to try to advertise for more businesses, you know, and try to get a positive image of our town out there.
Well, my idea from an economic development standpoint is that the video that the village produced was very, I think it was oriented towards shops. Someone might have a little shop that wanted to locate into a quaint village. You mentioned the Greater Baldwinsville Chamber of Commerce. You know, maybe we do that, but what I'm going after is industry and commercial activity. What I'd like to propose is that we elevate that particular video and get more technical. And we start talking about acreage available, the type of zones, the type of utilities that are contiguous with those parcels, you know, our tax rate, our service-minded mentality here within town offices. You know, that type of something that if someone who was relocating, even a business within the county, they were looking at Baldwinsville or Lysander, that they would say, okay, yeah, let's go check this place out. I mean, we have complete control over what's said, over the content. In my work dealings with them, literally they came in for like 2 days and shot everything. They shot the canal, they went on the school grounds, they shot
Anheuser-Busch. Before they came in and did the videoing, who efforted the script and the story that was going to be, who did that?
Well, because I was a part-time mayor, I had them. I sent them a bunch of bullet points on each vignette of things that I wanted mentioned, and I just said draft something. They sent me back the rough draft. I sat around.
That's appropriate because they're pros. I mean, none of us are pros.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. This is nothing that I want to sit here and produce. But certainly, you know, when we talk about economic development, I would reach out to the Economic Development Committee and ask them for things that they would like to see highlighted. I mean, obviously, everything runs through us for a final approval. But I think, like, reaching out to the school district, they might want to take this and run. Yeah, we'll take care of the production of this because no one knows the school district better than them. I don't want to propose that I know what they would want to highlight and what's attractive to a new family. But I think it's just a It's something that, when I first heard of it, it was too good to be true. I mean, I couldn't understand, because I came from the video and television production industry from Washington, D.C. I knew how much a videographer cost. I knew how much script writing and the cameras cost to shoot it. And the fact that someone was going to stay overnight in Baldwinsville and spend 2 days here shooting. I mean, I was like, wow, adding it all up. And we never got charged. And they're still continuing on with the vignettes.
It was 7 years ago, you said?
That was 7 years ago.
So they've signed this contract?
Twice. I signed it. They re-upped. That was six. And then one more time. Three times.
I think it sounds unique. I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, it's fun. I think it for parks, especially with everything that we've got going on in parks and that, the fact that we can tweak that video once a month, and maybe that's the video we tweak just because of the amount of parks programming that we've got, the changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, maybe, I don't know how we want to think about this, but the village has a history section. We're looking at cemeteries and stuff like that. I think that there's a connection that we could make there as well. We could maybe do something to highlight our cemeteries or to, you know, at least give them some attention.
Absolutely.
How often did you say we could?
Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure, you know, if we got super aggressive with this, they wouldn't limit us, but then I'm going to guess at some point they'd start charging. Mm-hmm. And I don't see us being that aggressive with this opportunity. Is that okay if we put that on the agenda?
Yeah, my vote.
Tony, are you comfortable with the contract?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, like you say, there's no risk on our part of costing us anything. All we're committing to is 3 years.
Right. So. And we don't have to do anything.
No.
We don't have to change anything. Actually, we never did. The only thing we did, and it was at the tail end of I wanted to focus on the DPW guys because I was really proud of the work that we had been able to accomplish over the years as a crew. Mm-hmm. And I just really thought they were super talented. So we spent a lot of time showing the guys working. But I didn't see that.
So besides our webpage, where else would it be seen?
We can put it on our Facebook page.
Okay, but besides the Town of Lysander's initiative to put it someplace, is that it? That's where it gets seen?
Yeah, I mean we can have it on our Facebook page.
Right, but they're not going to put it anywhere else for us.
No. Yeah, no, they just basically host a page here. Our page lives here, but you click on our website and it brings you to that. It's a link to that page that they host.
So they hosted it there.
Yeah, it's not
on
our... So
there's no problem with the advertising that will be going on.
I mean, we could always send out a press release with the video to all the news stations after it's done saying, hey, check out our... You know, that could get some attention. That
well,
we really wanted to promote it.
And so here's the thing. I've been wary of Facebook for obvious reasons. You can, I don't know if they can get in there. Let me just make sure that arrangement can get in.
Al's got it.
You got it? Like the highway superintendent can use it in an emergency for road closures. You can post things on that site through that app. Like if he wanted to do that, he could take video of a new piece of equipment that he was proud of. He wanted to showcase. I mean, it's really become, it's as inclusive as you want it to be in your town communication effort.
I think it's great. Then maybe once a month we get a message from the town supervisor. I don't know. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. And the other thing it's worth mentioning. Our website, when you look up Town of Lysander and you click on it, we have the number one, we're the first site that pops up, which is, I guess, very rare and valuable. I mean, we're number one on Google, so you do a Google search for Town of Lysander, our website pops up first. And there's a lot of things that go into having that happen, number of clicks and how old it is and bunch of things, but I mean, this is a way for us to take advantage of that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so I'll craft a motion on E. So, Al and Gene, so the last meeting that we had, there was a motion on the floor to approve the paving plan, and when I looked at Gene, he was kind of, he commented that he wanted a little bit more time to sit down and talk about it. You guys want to join us over here and let us know what you come up with? I know, Gene, you gave us a memorandum, but I really think that we got to get this figured out. The season's upon us.
So what are we not agreeing on? Material or U-Hauling?
Methods and materials. I told you last September at budget time, you were all upset about us hauling. You said, I surrender if that's what you want us to do. I think it's a mistake. However, if that's what you want us to do, we will haul in 2017. So that was settled last September. I don't know why it's
so. You're okay. You're okay doing.
I'm not okay. I think it's a mistake. But I said, if the board's pleasure, they want me to do that. Like I said, you want me to dance on Willett Parkway, make a resolution, and I will dance on Willett Parkway. That's how it works. That's how town law works.
Okay. So we agree, you will haul.
Yeah.
And we'll reach out to as many municipalities as we can.
I will reach out, as I have been doing since I first came here. Al and I did a good job of that. We have always had participation from the other towns. But there's a payback there. You have to give what you receive.
Sure.
Okay, so when they call and they say they need a truck, you got to send them one.
Right.
Sometimes that's not always convenient to you, but if they give them to you, you got to give them back.
I mean, do you guys, just because it's... This is
not a board resolution thing. I belong to the Highway Superintendents Association.
You can make it happen.
Familiar with all these people, and we make it happen. And there's certain towns that don't participate, okay, for whatever reason, that's their prerogative.
Do you guys have a protocol, and as far as how far ahead you guys
get? We don't have a written policy. We have an association. They pick up the phone and say, hey, Joe, I want to pave next week, or I want to mill next week. Can you give me two trucks or one truck, whatever, and we, between us, in a matter of 2 hours of phone calls back and forth, I figure out what crews, what I can assemble, and we run with it. It's not anything that you need to be involved in.
Okay.
It's something that's, we've been doing this.
No, I don't want to be involved in that. No, trust me, I don't want to be involved in that. I just kind of want to understand the procedure as far as...
There is no written policy. There's no written procedure. There's an association, and we meet monthly during the winter. In the summer we don't, because we're paving and whatnot. But we have a meeting, and we together as an association help each other out.
Okay. So
that's what brothers do. Fraternities, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Okay, so we're fine hauling as a board.
So it's not, yes.
Okay. Now materials. I know we spoke briefly. Chatham Woods, there's an agreement on Chatham Woods.
Yes, there is. Okay, I feel, I'm quite comfortable with that. But if Old Mix is good enough for Chatham Woods, why is it not good enough for Whispering Oaks? Why is it not good enough for Irene Drive?
Only reason I recommended cold mix on Chatham Woods is because it's on a sand and gravel subbase, not angular. So it moves, cold mix is more forgiving from a movement standpoint. However, long-term maintenance costs are higher.
Okay, you know, all six of you can gang up and vote against me, and I got to live with it. But I'm telling you that you are flying in the face of 18 other towns in Onondaga County and the county government. These people are not all first-timers. They've been doing this for a long time.
Please show me the long-term costs that disagree with what I've produced.
You're not going to like it when I sit down, and you are over-exaggerating.
I'm not.
The costs of maintaining the
not.
Cold mix. The
I'm
cost for the
not.
Hot mix
I'm
is just
not.
As much, except
I'm absolutely
it's
not.
Easier
I'm
to ignore, and it's
I'm
commonly ignored.
I'm absolutely not exaggerating.
Okay.
So
got
what,
six
so what
of
happened,
you,
what happened
one
last,
is me.
What happened last year?
What happened last year?
Were you happy with the product we put down last year?
No, I feel that we could have done better with cold mix. I rolled over and played dead, 6-1. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm telling you, if you would, you work at Reynolds School. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your travel path is to get to Reynolds School, but I was at Reynolds School last night for the course, okay, and it just dawned on me, you know, almost more than half of the roads, probably 3/4 of the roads in Village Green are all cold mix with a, what they call a, either sorry seal or a micro pave on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Claude Sykes is not a newcomer to highway work. If it's good enough for him, and I maybe you know, go a different path to get to Reynolds School.
No,
but
I go through that.
I'd be glad to take you for a ride and point out what Claude Sykes thinks is good stuff.
Okay, so
I'll be glad to take you to DeWitt and point out what that supervisor and highway superintendent thinks.
Was there a time when there was a discrepancy between the costs on hot mix and cold mix?
Yes.
Yeah, hot mix costs a lot more.
Does it still cost a lot more?
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not. Absolutely does not cost a lot more.
You're taking arbitrary.
I'm not taking arbitrary. I'm not taking arbitrary.
Are you? Is your analysis?
Six to one.
Is your,
if you want to vote that way, do it.
Is your analysis based on this year's
yes, sir.
Commodity costs?
Yes.
There's 18 other towns in Onondaga County.
Can I please see the map?
Government that are you? I'll show you your
show
math.
Me,
your math. You say that the hot mix you don't have to touch it until 8 years.
No, I don't.
Is your first
now with that's now with the
and
that's not what the spreadsheet
true.
Says.
That's an overly
that's
optimistic.
Not, that's not what the spreadsheet says, Gene.
Okay. All right. So, but
I see the math.
Can sure. I'm not. I was not prepared. I didn't see okay. this on the agenda. I'm not prepared to talk about this at this point in time. However, I will stand by. I showed you all the same math last year. More than willing to show it to you again this year. The math shows that long-term maintenance is cheaper for hot mix asphalt.
It's a product that we got crushed on when we put that other stuff down. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was applied improperly or, I mean, the,
what are you talking about?
In cold mix developed.
Kilo and Warriors because we had to seal it twice.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
We sealed it twice. We put a chip seal on it, and then we put a cape on it afterwards.
Standard procedure.
No,
some places they only put one on. We had a situation with some residents that didn't like the loose stone, so we put a cap on. We could have put the cap on first and eliminated the loose stone, which is what DeWitt does. They said they don't want the phone calls, therefore they skip the intermediate layer of chip seal.
Does that impact longevity when you skip a process like that?
Yes.
Well, I'm assuming that it would make a difference.
All right. Well, so for me,
I just got to jump in here.
18 other towns.
No, I'm just going to say, you are our highway superintendent.
Exactly.
You are the expert in our town.
Yeah.
Al is our
engineer,
our expert in the town. You're coming to us, and none of us are highway, asphalt, surface experts.
Yeah.
All we have to do is try to do what's best for the town residents and our money, our budget. You know, what's best for that?
That's what I'm all about, the best interest of the town.
All I want you to do is play nice together and figure it out.
Just figure it out. 18 other towns.
Hold on one second. Alex.
Vote Gene, 6-1. Gene. So
no, I don't want to vote. We're not the experts.
Right. I would
could
like
be if you Gene. Wanted to come along and see for yourself.
I would like to see the numbers. I would like to see the numbers for both sides.
What
if
numbers you want? I want to know the longevity. What number do you want?
I want to know. I get it that there's 18 other or 19 other towns. Whatever.
That aren't all just using Coltmix.
Well,
they're doing hot mix projects.
My
as well.
Point is, somebody somewhere crunched some numbers in some other town. I want to know. I want to.
The difference,
like Bob said,
the
I want to be fiscally responsible, and
hold
if the
on,
product
hold
is
on.
Going to
numbers. Do you agree that numbers can be made to tell any story you want?
But
no.
what's the incentive?
That, no, well, I don't agree.
What,
at all.
What would be the incentive?
Sure, you could do that. Sure, but we're talking about
the two products.
If you're insinuating that I'm lying to him, Gene.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, no, that's what you're saying. You're saying that I'm fudging the numbers, is what you're saying, Gene. No, that's what you just said.
I'm saying your opinion, which is just that.
It's not an opinion. It's math, Gene. I'm pretty good at math.
I know you are.
It's the math.
I liked about you when I first met you.
Excuse me. This is so uncomfortable.
How do you think I feel? 6-1.
Gene, Al, don't get defensive because I'm just asking this question just because I don't know anything here. But what about why are the other 18 towns? How would you interpret what the other 18 towns are doing now?
They're doing a mixture, like he said. But I didn't say that cold mix is the only thing you can do. But there are roads that it's appropriate for.
They're doing more cold mix than we're doing, percentage wise.
Yeah, they're doing a lot more.
So how would you interpret that, Al?
I can't say if they are doing more hot mix or cold mix, Bob. Okay, I don't have the data to back that up. I can say that the hot mix plants are producing a heck of a lot of asphalt every year. I can say that Sucote's got a hell of a salesman that still sells the hell out of the cold mix product.
A wounded duck at present. He's had some family problems.
Yeah, but he's done a great job selling that product. He has.
He sold it to you first. You're the one that brought it to me.
When asphalt prices were through the roof,
you brought it to me.
Okay. Asphalt prices have come
down, and you loved it. I loved it, and we said, "Geez, this is great."
Yeah, but asphalt have
now
come.
Now you're going the other way.
Exactly, because the prices have dropped, Gene.
They have. They equally dropped. High in the hot mix and the cold mix are both asphalt products.
Yep.
They both dropped in the same.
Yep.
Al, let me ask you this question: if you put hot mix down, does that lock you into hot mix?
No, you can always mill it off and put cold mix back on if you want to.
Can take you out right now and show you 3- and 4-year-old hot mix jobs that we did, and we were partners, and we did what we thought was best.
That have cracks in
them.
Absolutely.
All cracked up because they dries out quickly and cracks. Okay, and it's typically in the municipal world it's ignored. They because asphalt used to be cheap. They ignored it when it fell apart. They stripped it off, put new on. Okay, but what do you do? How many of you guys have asphalt driveways? Okay, what do you do every 3 or 4 years? You go to Home Depot and you get a couple buckets of tar, a sealer, and you put it down. And that was hot mix asphalt put down on your driveway. In 3 or 4 years, you need to treat it. Okay, the road is no different except that municipalities typically have ignored that because it was different, it was expensive, and they weren't used to doing it. They used to just let it go.
When you're analyzing a road, you should look at ride quality as well as cracks. So cracks, small cracks, don't necessarily affect ride quality. They don't, bottom line. You should be on a schedule to crack seal your roads when you do get cracks so that they don't spread. And we have implemented a pavement management plan to try to incorporate that practice into it. The numbers that I showed you last year showed crack sealing in year 5, 10, or year 4, I think it was year 4, 8, and 13, assuming a service life of 20 years on that hot mix asphalt. We upped them on a crack seal at every treatment from 400 gallons to 800 gallons to 1,200 gallons in year 17. We also looked at slurry sealing the cold mix, which is what Gene wants to do the hot mix as well. If you don't slurry seal the cold mix, it dries out as well, and when it dries out, it comes apart. It literally comes apart. It literally comes apart. The aggregate actually starts coming out of it, which affects your ride quality. With that being said,
what was the demonstration project that we saw this? You're the one who talked me into this stuff.
So that's been mentioned a couple times. I guess my question is, so Al introduced you to the cold mix,
yes,
and you were open to it.
Together.
And you worked as a team then.
And that was when asphalt prices were significantly
right.
higher.
And so that's probably why.
Higher.
And that's why you brought it.
Prices were significantly higher.
Now prices are down, and Al's trying to.
The asphalt that's in the cold mix is also down.
They're both down, but they put less asphalt in the cold mix.
And you know this how?
Because I've looked at the mix designs, Gene. I'm an engineer. The percentages are lower.
All right, well.
I know that I can take you to DeWitt. I can take you to the town of Onondaga. I can take you to Van Buren. I can take you to the village of Baldwinsville, where you came from. And Claude was already putting this down before you left, but you didn't even know it. And it's still sitting there doing a good job, performing just fine, and they're still putting it down.
I'll tell you what, I don't think he was. I walked those roads, and it was hot mix.
Sure doing a lot. Well, he did hot as well.
If I called him right now and I asked him, if I would be surprised if we were putting that surface down.
I know there are a number of cold mix roads in Beeville.
Now there are,
and it was a result of when asphalt prices were really high.
Right.
And
I'm not even the mayor anymore in the village, and I still get phone calls from people
high.
Who think
it's
I am.
6-1, like I told you before, if you want me to dance on Willard Parkway, I will.
What did we do last year?
We put hot mix.
Now, I think where there's agreement, and I think we need to emphasize that, is where I think some good work and where there was some agreement was in the Chatham Woods area, where clearly the sub-base won't support the road, and you need a more flexible product.
It moves,
and that's not a road where the hot mix is a good application, because it's a bit more brittle. It's not as flexible as the cold mix, but the cold mix needs regular treatments to remain pliable.
So 5 to 7 years.
So, Al, for the cold mix for Chatham Woods, is there going to be the second?
Absolutely. The long-term maintenance costs for Chatham Woods will be higher.
Okay, so you have to put the second thing on it as well?
Yeah, you have to put the second coat on it as well, and you're going to have to reapply the sealant coat in 5 to 7 years, every 5 to 7 years.
That's because you want to religiously take care of the cold mix, which I do also. But so why don't we want to religiously take care of
that? That's why we crack seal, Gene.
So hot mix, crack sealing is not the same.
So what are the other roads, like Emmerich Road, Dunham Road, Dingle Hole Road? What are those?
Cold stuff. All the rural roads were cold mix.
A lot of those roads are simply chip sealed.
They're just oil and soda.
Midland had a procedure they called a moto paver, and they did the rural roads were done with the moto paver, where they chewed up what was there, added some oil, added some fresh stone, and put it back down.
Okay.
Cold.
So what are the? I'm just asking. So Irene Drive. So what's down there now?
That's hot mix. That's 25 or 30 years old.
And it's not that bad. It is. Irene Drive is not that bad. Only reason we're doing Irene Drive is because Gene wants to do it, because we're in the neighborhood. If you want to go look at it, Irene Drive is not half as bad as what Ashington is. Not half as bad. It's got cracks at laterals, and that's it.
Ashington already had a top seal. That's why it doesn't look as bad.
No, Ashington looks worse than Irene, Gene.
So why
a lot worse.
Because
Gene wants to do it because we're in the neighborhood.
We're in the neighborhood.
We're doing all the other hot mix
trees. Irene is a cul-de-sac that's out in the middle of nowhere. Most of the cul-de-sacs are in groups, clusters, where you can do them all together. This one happens to be out in the middle.
Makes sense.
Yeah, from a mobilization standpoint, we're already going to be there. This group's together, so the next time we got to do a treatment, it's grouped together, so we're not paying to mobilize.
I strongly disagree that it's not.
It's not. It's not worse shape than Ashington. It's not.
That's
but we're not doing Ashington.
We are doing Ashington.
Oh, that's part of the neighborhood.
We are doing Ashington. And I invite all of you to go look at Irene.
I know.
And I just drove up there because I wanted to take a look at the sop that they're dealing with up for the drainage.
Cold mix will save us some money and allow us to spread ourselves further.
But it doesn't, Gene. It doesn't.
Well, in your opinion. Your opinion convinced me of all it. You did a good job selling it to me, and now you're having a hard time unselling me. Because after you sold me, I went and did my due diligence homework and went to the other towns and asked for their opinion and asked to see their results and so forth. So now I am thoroughly convinced that those 18 other towns in Onondaga County, and don't get me wrong, some of those towns do a lot of things that I don't think are particularly so.
I know, but we have our own engineer who's.
So doesn't the county, so doesn't some of the other towns. They have
saying it's
going to
be cheaper in the long run with hot mix.
So
you can't prove that.
All right, so I can't imagine that either one of you are motivated by anything else except for what you think is best for the town.
I don't think
anybody's fudging any numbers.
I don't think.
Yeah, that's what you implied.
You're taking it that way, but that's not.
Okay, you didn't say that. I guess what it comes down for me, and I'm, again, one of
what is your
five,
emergency anyway? We're agreed on what we're going to do to Chatham Woods.
I want to put this to bed for the season. The earlier we make a decision on this, the more flexibility. I'm guessing I don't do roads, but the earlier we make a decision.
I don't need your help or your flexibility. I think we can get this all done just fine between the two of us.
How?
Huh?
How are you going to come to some resolution?
It sounds like you're
going to arm wrestle or something. I don't know how. You know, he's. I know he has experience wrestling, so I don't. So I have a weak arm, so I'm probably going to have to concede at the 11th hour.
When does a decision have to be made, Brian? It's June.
No, it's the whether you get hot or cold. The source. They're still using the same machinery, the same trucks.
Right, but when does
don't we have guys that go on vacation? Like, don't we have to plan? Don't we have to tell these guys?
No, you can't go on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, you got to block out dates for the employees, right?
They don't care. They go farming and building pole barns whenever they feel like it. They have this thing called the Teamster Agreement.
How about renting the equipment? How about renting the equipment, the milling equipment?
It comes with the vendor that the paving vendor brings to
the equipment. Not true. But the low quote for paving this year is Lanco. I actually looked at the OGS bid, and currently Barrett Paving isn't even on the OGA's bid for this year, which is why they probably didn't respond to my request for quotation. With that being said, I got quotes from Lanco, Salt Springs Paving, Pooler Enterprises, Ruston Paving. Lanco is a low bid at $9,000 per day for a full crew with two rollers, paver, two screed men.
Well, if you guys were in agreement, when would we want this work to begin?
We are beginning the Chatham Woods next week.
So Chatham starts, but then Chatham...
Yeah, it's already started.
Okay, so Chatham will be done in a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah.
Then what? So in like 3 weeks from now, we need a decision?
After Chatham, I want to move to Ashington and Irene Drive.
What, 3 weeks from now? 2 weeks from now? A month from now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Into June.
And what material do you think you should put down?
I think we should put cold mix down there. Six of you.
In Ashington.
Seven, including Sam. Now, if you want to make a resolution and say that the
there's board, a resolution on the agenda. I just wanted to make sure that I heard from both of you and your positions. I'm inclined to move on it just to put it to bed. Last year we stretched this out.
It's not your call, it's my call, but I'm deferring to you because I don't want six guys to be all moaning and groaning and mad at me. If that's what you want, that's what it'll be.
Well, it was on the agenda 2 weeks ago, and we deferred, and we were hoping to get...
You didn't ask me about putting it on the agenda. Nobody asked me.
Right, but out of
respect... Nobody asked me if I was ready.
But out of respect for you and your position,
yeah,
we deferred it 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Here we are.
After 2 weeks, you agreed on Chatham Woods.
Pardon?
We agreed
on Chatham Woods 2 weeks ago.
That's in the pavement plan. That was a predetermined material. I want to put it to bed, and I'm more comfortable with Al's argument. It's a better product. It's a finer product. People don't complain about it. If it's equal cost.
Are you going to do this without bothering to go look at the other roads that I'm telling you about and talk to the other supervisors that I'm talking about?
I've talked to Steve. I've talked to... Because we went through this all last year.
No,
I talked to Steve D'Arcangelo. I talked to Claude Sykes.
Who's not highway over there. Using cold mix and big fans.
And the other thing that sticks in my mind, before my brother left the Van Buren board, he did not speak highly of this, of cold mix. He said that Van Buren went this route because of the high prices of.
You're parroting what he just said.
No, I'm telling you what my brother said. And he said he was getting calls right and left of residents that just weren't happy with the product. And when I took office here, I was receiving those same phone calls.
How many?
Four.
Okay, out of 1,000 residents on the affected roads.
Actually, the whole Kibbe Road, I mean, not everybody's
not
vocal.
Kilo Road.
Or Kilo Road.
Not Kilo either.
Yeah, Kilo.
Kilo. Kilo, we use cold mix on.
Sean made mention of it. I mean, yeah, more than four. I don't want to, less than 10, more than four.
You want to run the highway department?
I do not want to run the highway
department. Make a resolution and go for it. If you're going to make a decision without reviewing the facts that I'm bringing to you and the references.
The facts, other than mentioning 18 other towns that are doing this, there's not a lot of facts.
Yes, there are. The fact is, this is conjecture and opinion, and largely, and how you estimate, you know, is it every 4 years, is it every 8 years? You really cannot precisely say that because it depends on the weather, depends on the traffic. Those are all variables that we have no control over.
How old is Ashington?
20s, yeah, that was 80.
Ashington had a treatment before Al and I got here.
I do not believe that it's had a treatment.
That crack seal, that's for sure.
It's been crack sealed.
I don't think you crack sealed that road. If you crack sealed that road anymore,
I don't believe that has been surface treated, Gene.
Wow.
Well, that's a good longevity. I mean, but there's not, that's local traffic going in and out of there. I mean, I don't know. That has its place for analysis. I don't know.
Obviously, you're not going to put...
We dragged this out last year.
Dragged it out. I stayed the same opinion front to back. Okay, you guys dragged it out. I'm saying this guy talked me into it 4 years ago, and now I'm still with it.
Now he's explained to us with numbers.
Which I'm not buying.
In the long run,
the bottom line... is it's on par. There's very little savings initially between hot mix and cold mix. Minimal.
Long-term savings, though.
Long-term savings in overall road maintenance costs.
Do you have numbers to refute that, Gene? Can you?
I just got done telling you that's based on conjecture and estimates that you cannot precisely make because weather and traffic conditions are variables that we have.
But it's on the agenda.
If you give me numbers, precise numbers for that stuff, You can't support that. You can't prove those numbers. They're good estimates and good plans and good opinions. Sure. But there, you know, nobody's lying. Nobody's fudging. I mean, you're presenting your best guess and your best opinion and best program that you can come up with. He is, and so am I. Okay, okay. And there are two different answers.
All right. So there's a motion.
And I happen to be the highway superintendent.
Yeah.
Which, residents.
Which we would much rather stay out of this and let you do what.
I'd much rather you stayed out of it too. Why?
Because
why did you jump into it?
Because we're sitting here listening to Al tell us it's cheaper in the long run with all the estimates that hot mix will be cheaper for us than cold mix.
Who's the highway superintendent?
You are.
Okay.
Again.
Okay, done deal.
I'm okay.
If there's
it's on the agenda. We've heard the discussion. I'm inclined to keep it on the agenda and take action on it.
Without going to talk to the other couple supervisors I mentioned,
I have,
and going to see.
And I rode with you last year.
You rode with me for 20 minutes, and you had to get out.
You showed me what you wanted to show me, and then that was it.
And that was...
Thanks, Gene. Thanks, Al.
You go to work every day on those roads. Take a look at them.
I don't know how much they cost, Gene. I want to know how much they cost. All right? We've asked you 2 weeks ago.
I just told you that you cannot precisely... Anybody that says they can precisely predict...
You can estimate.
It's an estimate.
Your Cornell road study.
It's an estimate. Estimates. It's an opinion. Okay, my estimate and my opinion is different than his. But my opinion and estimate happens to be the same as 18 other towns and Onondaga County. So
you're saying Onondaga County isn't using any hot mix anymore?
I don't have any. Yeah, sure, of course they are. I don't have any friends at this table, but I got lots of them in Onondaga County.
One more thing before we leave. Gene, when you started this, you said it's 6-1.
That's right.
You said that
seven
more than
against one,
excuse
actually.
Me, excuse me. You said that more than once. Nobody's against anybody here.
Yeah.
We are all trying to do the right thing.
That's what you said last year.
And yeah.
Just because we might disagree doesn't mean we're against you, Gene.
Okay, well, just because I disagree with Al, but you're automatically going to go with him because you pay him more.
No.
That's
why is it
you're
that
making
you're,
an assumption?
Why is it that you're
he's bringing
stuck
us
on
facts?
This?
He's making a better
facts.
Case.
He's not bringing facts. He's bringing his opinions and his estimates, which are valuable. I you know, he's no dummy. His estimates and his opinions have substance to them. I value them. When I compare them with the knowledge that I have from the other towns and so forth, I say I vote the other way. He's the one that pushed me over this way 4 years ago.
The prices were different then. It's been explained.
That's not a fact. The only thing that
have gas prices gone down.
The cold mix has gone down by the same ratio as hot mix went down. To say that, oh, they're putting less asphalt in.
No, but they're comparable priced. Right.
At this point in time, they're comparable,
priced. Over longevity.
$48 a ton, cold is $38. Okay, that's $10 difference. That is a fact. You wanted a number?
Yes,
there's a
I
number. $10 a ton. Difference.
How many tons are we laying down?
I don't have that number off the top of my head. I believe it's $40.
God bless
you.
So
where do we go?
4,600. I don't have that.
4,600 times 10.
You think you know more than the 18 other towns? Go ahead.
40,600.
Wait. Time out. $38 a ton for $38 a ton for the product. Add on another $1.50 a square foot to or a square yard to coat it afterwards. That's all I got to say.
Well, I wanted to know, where's the $10 difference then? I want to know.
The $10 difference is in you got to coat the cold mix after you put it down. That's why they're on par.
Okay, so that brings it up to being on par.
No, that makes it.
No, it doesn't.
It's on par.
Yeah, that brings up on par.
Do what you want. You don't want to bother doing your diligence and homework. That's okay by me.
I'm listening to you, and I'm listening to Al. That's who I listen to.
That's why I listened to him 4 years ago. That's why I'm stuck on this.
Okay. Thanks.
He showed me and proved to me. And we have evidence.
Al, you might be in the wrong business. You get asphalt sales.
Do what you want.
All right. We found a policy. It's funny how we're organizing them slowly but surely. This was a transitional duty program policy statement. I will put this in your mailboxes to review for next time. And I think we've kept some slots open in the policy manual, but basically I'll read the first part of this, and this is what it was designed for. In an effort to create an environment that will facilitate employee recovery from injury or illness and to improve operational efficiency in the town of Lysander, a program of transitional duty is hereby established. On a case-by-case basis, this program covers all town personnel who sustain a work-related disability injury or illness subject to the following guidelines. The disability or additional disability which renders the employee unable to perform his or her regular duties must be a temporary condition, and the employee must have transitional duty capacity as determined by his or her treating physician. Such employee may be given a transitional duty assignment consistent with his or her physical abilities and any limitations imposed by the treating physician. Each case will be independently evaluated at least every 30 days for progress. The transitional duty agreement will not last more than 12 weeks. So this is good. This is a good policy. I'm glad we know it's in place. Obviously, from time to time, we have employees who are injured, but not totally disabled and might be able to still help in certain ways. So I'll get you a copy of this, read through it. If you want to make any changes, we'll put that on the agenda for discussion at the next work session.
Can I do the same thing with the three policies the Highway Committee?
Absolutely. Came up with? Absolutely.
I've had these for 3 months now. The Highway Committee has met several times and drafted up these three policies. One is all about the sale of asphalt milling, access to private property. This was to address the highway crews going onto private property to do any work, and then personal use of town vehicle. And I think I gave these to you before. The personal vehicle use one talks about the highway superintendent being assigned a vehicle so he can respond to emergencies quickly and town business quickly. And if he uses that vehicle for personal use incidentals, that's understandable. But if it's above and beyond, then he should refer to the IRS policies about mileage and reimbursement. And I know I gave you the IRS page or two. I have them if you need them. You don't remember seeing that? All right, let me dig them out. But looking at that vehicle use policy, it was geared toward Gene's town vehicle. But the last sentence. There has been a habit in the highway garage where the guys come in for lunch, park their vehicles, get cleaned up. They might jump in a town vehicle to go to Stewart's or Burn Dairy. And what we're saying to Gene as a supervisor, we want him in a town vehicle so he can respond. And if he does an incidental, he stop by and get a gallon of milk, understandable. But at the same time, town employees shouldn't be driving the town pickups to Stewart's or Burn Dairy.
Okay.
So that's what that last paragraph is talking about.
All right, let me throw this out there. And you can handle, I mean, I'm just, things to consider. Huge town. I just drove around 3 days ago, got lost in parts of it. But, so guys are ditching 15 miles away, and it's lunchtime, and they're in a vehicle. Do they just eat out of the truck? We don't allow them to go to the nearest Burn Dairy, grab a sub, ice cream cone, whatever they decide, you know, or do they drive all the way back to the town barn, where their lunch bar, where their lunch is waiting for them? I mean, is it better to keep them out closer to the job and allow them to maybe improvise a little bit?
I would say yes in that case. I would ask Gene.
What are your thoughts, Gene?
I only saw the draft of this months ago. I have not seen the final product, so I really can't comment on it. But I would, that little bit that you spoke about when you're out 15 miles out ditching, I mean, going to the closest place to get a sandwich rather than going all the way back to the barn, that's what commonly construction companies and civilian crews do that. They don't, Tobin's people don't go all the way back to Jamesville to get their lunch. They get their lunch, they either brought it with them or they go to the closest store or Burn Dairy or wherever. So,
okay.
It's very appropriate. Wherever you are, you want to stop and get a Snicker bar or a lunch. I have no problem with that. You know, parking the town vehicle and getting a cup of coffee if you're on your coffee break. But that's complete. And so we ought to figure out how to do that. But it's ridiculous in my mind if you come back to the garage and your car is there to just take the town truck to Stewart's. That's crazy. So can we at least, you know, see the difference between those two events? Because the first one to me is very appropriate. The second one is not.
I mean, you can be as stringent as you want. In the worst of times in the village of Baldwinsville, we had a guy written up because he took a bathroom break at Dunkin' Donuts and came out with a coffee. And it was an unauthorized break. So it's as an employer, we can be as strict on this. There's very defined, you have a break from here to here, you have lunch from here to here, you got another break here to here. You can be as stringent as you want to be, but given the size of our town and the landmass that our employees have to cover on any given day, I think we might want to offer them a little flexibility as far as a convenient place to grab a bite.
Yeah,
that's what I just said. Yeah, but I've gotten phone calls. The truck's been parked at Burn Dairy for a long time. I mean, I totally agree. We have to monitor that, and I don't know. You know, now we have GPS on the vehicle, so we can get an idea of how long a truck's been parked at any given location. So maybe that's how we start randomly monitoring that. And we just leave it up to the guys to be responsible and do your work, take your breaks when you can, eat at the closest convenient spot, be safe. You're going to eat in the field, get off the road, that kind of stuff. Maybe you want to tweak that, maybe? We'll talk about it again.
I would prefer you guys read this over.
I mean, but
make suggestions, and we'll...
Okay.
I'd like to read it over before you...
Gene, come here. It's nothing different than what we discussed at our last committee meeting.
That was many months ago.
It was. Tony, accessing private property.
Yeah, I just looked at that real quick. I have a couple.
I put a couple words in there that I wasn't sure are legal. So I need your help with it. This was basically... You know, the guys typically do work in town right-of-ways,
right,
on roads and property. In the event they have to go either across someone's personal property or do work on their property, Gene must approve it, and an indemnification of the highway department. I don't know if that's the right word or right thing to say.
Theoretically, we should get permission from the landowner, the homeowner, to go on their property. But if it's something that we have to go on their property for, you know, whether it's a road being fixed or a pipe or whatever.
Typically, it's drainage issues, but or trees.
We certainly have to indemnify them. If we do anything to the property, we have to indemnify the homeowner anyway.
And they are automatically, right? Do we, is that covered if a crew happens to go on private property and damage it?
It's our responsibility.
It's our responsibility. So that's already covered. But as part of the policy, we should make an attempt to get permission to be on the property to begin with.
Yeah. And let the homeowner know that, hey, if anything happens, we'll fix it. So they don't. I'll take a look at that.
Thank you. Okay, everybody read that over and make suggestions.
Okay.
And then here's the whole milling one that we passed all through. And again, Tony, I think in a couple places here, if someone's coming to our site to load and haul, that we're asking for additional insurance or listing us as additionally insured. Read that over and double check if that's the right verbiage.
Do we need to add something to the accessing private property policy? You know, we need them over, but I'm glad to see it. One of the clauses here, in the event the resident has a surplus of materials that could benefit the town, blah 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 blah. What about the reverse? That, and it's not millings, but for example, road ditching, when they clean out ditches.
Yeah, the other way
over. So that we need a bullet on what to do with those things, because sometimes. We're
gotcha.
Happy
yep.
To dump them on people's property because it saves us a trip back to.
It's right there.
But we need to, you know, it needs to be written down.
Okay.
We actually have a policy
right.
For that.
Okay, thanks.
And I don't want to be a curmudgeon, but. I can let things be the way they are, but there really are on-call requirements of the position that warrants the superintendent having to take the vehicle.
I'm sorry?
There are on-call requirements of the highway superintendent position that warrants the highway superintendent being given a vehicle as a take-home vehicle?
Well, so, yes. I would think so.
911's got his number.
Yep.
If there's trees down.
Sometimes they need our assistance. He should be notified and be able to respond immediately. In the village, they allow the foreman to have a vehicle because they're first responders for infrastructure issues and for emergencies sometimes, like Rob said.
If there's an accident and there's ice buildup, they need salt. Trees down, flooding.
Okay. I think that's good on the policy discussion. Why don't we take advantage of the fact that we got about 10 minutes before the meeting to get organized. Unless there's any other talking points, discussions.
Dolly's here.
Dave.
Dave, come here real quick.
We got a line item on the transfer. Tony's already communicated to us that he's taken that one, 475.
Yeah, we know.
We don't need that, but there was a question on the four. Was it four grand?
Yeah, just what they are. Just could you explain? Just explain these pages to us.
I guess I forgot which one. Oh, at budget time, we had budgeted the dollars for Nancy to deputy tax receiver.
Okay.
At the organizational meeting, we made her tax receiver. So it's just a matter of moving the money from deputy to tax receiver.
Okay.
To the right.
We changed her title, but didn't change where the money resided.
Exactly. Thank you.
David. Thanks. Okay.
Hey, what do you guys think of that new budget, huh?
Then it's easy to read. Did you like that? Easy to read?
I was really proud of that.
Oh, is this off?
Yeah, go home.